Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you. Happy Friday, everybody. We've made it. Brewers Outlet is awaiting. It is the weekend. It is time to stock up, and I mean stock up. Imports, domestics, microbrews, they have the best selection. Did I mention beer? Yeah. Soft drinks, snacks, they roast their peanuts every day. The pickle bar is unbelievable. Love those barrel pickles. That's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, 99 years. When you're in business 99 years, you have done a long list of things right. That's why you hook up with Sunbury Motors. They have repeat customers for a reason. And you are the next repeat customer they're going to have. All right. So here's the weekend setup. Coming up tonight, Milton will be at Sealands Grove. Milton broadcast with Steve Williams and company will be on WMLP 1380. Sealands Grove broadcast with Pat O'Brien and company. They'll be on Eagle 107. Then it'll be Lewisburg in action tonight, playing at Warrior Run. Dave Ritchie and crew on the Valley 100.9 at 7. And right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, our featured game, Shikellamy at home tonight to take on Danville. Kevin and the coach, Dick Hort, 6:30 the airtime, 7 o'clock the kickoff tonight on what is going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous Friday night in the Valley to take in a high school football game. You'll need a jacket, and that's it. No thought of rain whatsoever. When they said, let's play football on a Friday night, in the fall, this is the night they had in mind. So go out, take it in, enjoy the halushki or whatever you enjoy at a football game, the band, and everything that goes with it, the atmosphere. It is a special, special night to get weather like this on a Friday night for a high school football game. And the Valley's loaded with some good games tonight involving local teams head-to-head. The weather will be perfect, the atmospheres will be great, and it's what makes high school football in Pennsylvania special when you have beautiful nights like this in late October. Tomorrow, Eagle 107 with Doug and Kevin. They'll have the game for you as Bucknell goes for win number 6 on the season, taking on the Hoyas of Georgetown. 2 o'clock will be the kickoff, 1:30 the airtime in D.C. Penn State football coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in Beaver Stadium. 6:30 the airtime for the Dietz and Watson tailgate show outside of the Jordan Ticket Center as Penn State takes on Ohio State tomorrow night. Sunday, Eagles will play at Arizona. The Steelers will take on the Indianapolis Colts. And that Falcons-Lions game gets things rolling at 9:30 in the morning on Fox. The game will be from Wembley Stadium in London as part of the European Overseas Series.
The European Overseas Series.
Well, I think that's what they call it. I think they're calling.
Oh, that's a real. That's a real thing. I thought you were just poking fun.
No. That's what they call it. And now they're trying to decide what to do about whether to put a team in London. Someone had made the suggestion. It was actually. Someone who has been following columns online and had made a suggestion in the message box area about playing 17 games, having the 17th game be a neutral site game. Thus, because the NFL's looked at not only playing games in London if they were going to go neutral site, they also talked about Ireland as well. And, of course, I can tell you firsthand, Croke Park is a great, great place for a football game. Great place. I know it's for Irish hurling and for Gaelic football, but for American football, that was a fabulous location. And the Irish people will embrace beyond words, because Dan Rooney is an absolutely beloved figure there. absolutely beloved figure there. And they and the Steelers, by the way, are huge in Ireland because of the Rooney family. Huge. So.
By the way, Steve, who has the doubleheader this week?
CBS does because of Indianapolis and the Steelers.
Okay. So there likely won't be a game on early on the local Fox affiliate because the Eagles are playing later at 4:05.
Right. Exactly. But CBS has the doubleheader game this week, and Indianapolis and Pittsburgh is the prime game. I think Nance and Sims are going to take that one. So, there you are. 800-795-9565 is the number. If you'd like to jump in and talk to us, love to hear from you on this Friday. It's just a good, relaxing day to kick back and enjoy.
Got a question on the something we talked about earlier on about the start for the Maryland game, and that's one of those last-minute decision games.
Well, there are three times a year that the TV networks are allowed to invoke that puts in what's called the six-day rule. This is the first time they've invoked it this season. We will not know the kickoff of the Maryland game until Sunday. I think that this is wrong. I've always felt it was wrong. One thing I think has to happen, there has to be a partnership between the broadcast entity or entities and the teams that they're broadcasting for, whether it's professional or college. And it used to be that, look, it was a big deal. Hey, you know, TV wants to come in and do the game. We'll put the game at 3:30. And it was the national game, and Penn State would be on once, maybe twice a season on national TV. Well, now every game's on TV. The 12-day thing, maybe you can get away with. I mean, but the six-day thing has always bothered me, and it bothers me in this instance. I know the Masters is an annual event, is a singular entity. But they do a series of one-year contracts with CBS. And they have total control. In other words, if CBS doesn't like the terms, I can guarantee you NBC, ABC, ESPN are all going to say, hey, we'd like the Masters. And their rules are simple. 56 minutes of golf an hour. You only get 4 minutes of commercials. We, by the way, have approval over the sponsors. They run it like an iron fist. Completely. Now the next part, let's give Notre Dame football its credit. Notre Dame, years ago, back in 1991, put together their own TV contract with NBC, which they have kept, obviously, ever since. They're now, I think, in their 25th season of Notre Dame football on NBC. And one thing that they're able to do with that is that Notre Dame schedules their home games, and everybody knows before the season what time the games start. Now, NBC has it easier because it is the only game that they have. They have no other games on Saturday to fit in. And both sides, it works very well. NBC gets Notre Dame football in the home games. Notre Dame gets, of course, the NBC exposure, and they can lock in start times for their fans. They know ahead of time. I think the Big Ten, for example, is the next contract to be up. It would be nice if somewhere along the line, someone in college football took a little more control of their product on start times and eliminated the six-day rule. I mean, not eliminated completely, but put one flex in where you're allowed to flex one weekend instead of allowing three to happen. Because right now, they are struggling across the country. I even asked John Cooper this the other day from Southern Football. I mean, how's the attendance down there? And he goes, well, for the big games. Well, John, that really was not the question. Okay? Because everybody has to have home games, not just the big games. Okay, the big games, well, gee, I don't know. I just went to Michigan. That was sold out. Guess what? It's the only sellout Michigan has this year. Because they perceive Penn State as a big game. I mean, two brand names, whatever. This game here is going to be sold out tomorrow night. It's be the first sellout of the year here. Big opponent, big game. So, yeah, John, no offense, buddy, but the big games do sell out. They sell out everywhere. The problem is games aren't selling, other games aren't selling out. College football has not an attendance problem, but they do know that it's not perfect at the moment. What we perceived as being automatic sellouts across the board in certain places across the country actually are not. So you want to do whatever you can to get your fan in there. You notice what Michigan just did. See what Michigan just did?
Giving tickets away with Coke?
No, these are legitimate promotions. They've already announced for 2015 that a student ticket that was $275 this year is going to be $175 next year.
Well, that should bring some more interest.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, Michigan just announced this week that their 2015 student tickets are going to be $100 less as a season ticket package compared to this year. I mean, that's because they'll sacrifice some cash to get them into the stadium. And that's a smart Michigan's made some mistakes as to how they've dealt with customer relations, as we know. And you know, and to their credit, they've listened to it, and to their credit, they've looked at the student. The rest of the stadium will not see a decrease, but the student section will, of $100 per season ticket. They're getting more TV money next year. I believe next year it jumps to, I want to say next year jumps to $30 million per school. I think this year it's going to be a 28. Next year goes to 30, and 16 goes to 34. And then the doors open to the new TV contract that could be worth as much reportedly, $44.5 million per. Now, I know expenses are higher, but that's a step in the right direction. And that's where it comes in, it comes into play, the customer relations part. And the start times. I mean, do you want to keep looking at your fan base and constantly, and this is not a Penn State issue at all. Penn State is, they're at the whim of what the TV networks want to do because that's the contract. And Penn State's a part of the conference, and the conference signed the contract. Well, this is a standard for every conference. Every conference has this six-day rule. Everybody does. So this isn't just a Big Ten thing. But I think you have to take more control of your TV and say, look, maybe a six-day rule once during the course of the season, not three. I know you're paying a lot of money, but you know what? I've got customers in our stadiums that are also extremely important, that we need to give them some reliability. And they need to come first sometimes, not just what you need. They need to come first. And then look at them and say, do you want it to look like a studio game? Hey, how often do we kid around about bowl games and we'll say, God, nobody was in the stands? We notice right away. Crowds bring with it ambiance, which brings with it excitement, which then brings eyeballs to the TV set saying, gee, what am I hearing that's so exciting here? So you got to make sure that when you sit down and negotiate with the TV networks, you have to let them know that it's to their benefit to also make sure that the consumer comes first. It is to the TV network's benefit that you don't pull the consumer around by the nose, and say, look, we'll go with 12 days, but if we can have as many reliable kickoffs as possible so people can make their plans in advance, we want them in the stadium and not saying, I don't know. I don't know when the darn thing's kicking off. I'm staying home. You don't want that. And the TV network does not want that. Why is it that TV networks, when they do a game that's poorly attended, will constantly pick out shots deliberately that show that people are there because they don't want you to see an empty stadium, which shows a lack of interest? And there's a lot of parts to the formula. I think one of the parts is to have as many, it's not going to be perfect, but as many reliable kickoff times as possible in advance. Just a thought. If you disagree with it or it's not an issue to you, let us know at 800-795-9565. Today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, got to go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Reggie Wayne, by the way, will not play for the Colts against the Steelers because of that elbow injury, so he is out of the Steeler game.
Is Andrew Luck still playing?
Unfortunately for you, yes.
Darn it.
Fortunately for the fans of America who enjoy good quarterback play, yes. So...
I got a question for you. You were talking about, you know, fan attendance. What about television numbers for the World Series? Game two was up a little bit, but it still got beat by the Big Bang Theory. This cannot be. I mean, we've talked many times, Steve, about the improvements that Major League Baseball needs to make. But if you're Fox right now, you have to be looking at that going, is this really what we want on broadcast TV? And do we want to change our entire schedule right as things are starting to get into a flow in the fall television season? Do we really want to do this for numbers that are getting beat by 30-minute comedy shows?
Well, it depends on what Fox itself is airing on those nights. I mean, these numbers might be better than what Fox usually airs.
Well, but my point is, even if they aren't, you're taking shows off the air right now that have been on for about 4 weeks and are just starting to get, maybe even 3 weeks, and are just starting to get some steam. And now you're breaking the television routine, but the numbers just aren't there to help you out with it. I mean, from a numbers standpoint.
It's a non-sweeps month. It doesn't matter. November's the key month. Well, but it, the World Series, the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals are all during non-sweeps months deliberately. The Super Bowl has been deliberately pushed into a sweeps month, which is February. The sweeps months, by the way, for the uninitiated are November, February, and May. Those are the months that you'll see the best programming because they're trying to lure the most eyeballs to the sets in those months because that's how they set the ad rates for the next year.
And you're right. But what I'm saying is if you have programming right now on Fox that's starting to grab some viewers, by taking this break for maybe as much as 2 weeks, depending on how long the series goes and what days the games are played, you may end up getting hurt in November.
Well, the World Series started on Tuesday, played Wednesday, off day Thursday, and then it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, the Fox doesn't care anything on Friday, Saturday. Now, Sunday night they do, but Sunday night also is an offshoot of what they do during the course of the day with sports programming anyway, and that's usually the strongest night. And then you come back on Tuesday, Wednesday again at the latest. So they're sacrificing Tuesday and Wednesday. It bothers you, I know, the schedule.
No, that's exactly the point I'm making, though. I mean, there are some nights that you're going to end up sacrificing, and I wonder how long it is aren't there.
What does Fox carry on Tuesday and Wednesday? They go, oh, my goodness, I can't believe they pumped it for this. You know what? Nobody knows the Fox.
You're asking the wrong person because I watch it on a delay anyway, so it's, you know, I DVR everything now, so it's hard for me to tell you. I know Monday. I know Monday's Sleepy Hollow in Gotham.
Yeah, but the World Series isn't on Monday.
Right. Well, you were just asking me. That's a day I know that Fox has something on. They took off Euphoria, Utopia for a couple of weeks because of the series. I know that.
Well, look, if Fox is convinced that they have enough carriage on cable, they can kick it over to Fox Sports 1, and I know that's a consideration. The question is, what kind of national penetration does Fox Sports 1 have on cable? Is it 80%, 88%, 90%, 75%? That I don't know. I don't know what the percentage of households Fox Sports 1 is in right now.
Well, that was my point. What baseball, if they don't change something soon, they could have their premier games on cable and not broadcast.
Okay. Well, everybody I know can see games.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, it's great to have you with us. It is a Friday afternoon. Big night coming up for high school football. It's a gorgeous evening for a game. Take in the sights, the sounds, the smells, the feel of the game, the band, Halushki, whatever you enjoy at a game, hot dog. Get a little hot chocolate, coffee. Go to a high school game tonight. Lewisburg's at Warrior Run tonight. Dave Ritchie and the crew in the Valley 100.9 with a call at 7. Milton's at Sealands Grove tonight. Bounce back night for both teams. Milton broadcasts with Steve Williams and company on 1380 WMLP. And the Sealands Grove broadcast with Pat O'Brien and company. That will take place on Eagle 107 at 7 o'clock. It's also Senior Night at Sealands Grove tonight. And coming up tonight here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, very proud to bring you Shikellamy football as the Braves tonight will take on Danville at home. And that is at 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 the airtime with Kevin Herr and the coach Dick Hort. And that's our high school football lineup tonight. What a gorgeous, gorgeous night for a high school game. It doesn't. You know, when they said, let's play football in October, this is the evening they had in mind.
Let's see. It looks
like the game.
Well, sorry, Steve. I was going to say kickoff temperature 52 degrees with a real feel of 48 and mainly clear. That's just a nice little jacket.
Perfect. Perfect. Not a lot of breeze out there today either. Really nice. And, of course, tomorrow, Eagle 107, 2 o'clock, 1:30 the airtime. Bucknell going for a 6th win of the year. They're 5-1. They play at Georgetown. Doug Birdsong and Kevin Herr with the call on that one from D.C. Tomorrow night, Penn State football, Beaver Stadium, Ohio State, and the Nittany Lions. 8 o'clock, the kickoff. Actually, 8:11, the kickoff. 2:30. 6:30 will be the airtime for the Decent Wants Tailgate Show outside the Jordan Ticket Center again. 6:30 the airtime tomorrow evening. And Sunday, actually, the first game is Detroit and Atlanta at 9:30 in the morning on Fox from London. The Arizona Eagles game and the Steelers Colts game will be the 4:25 games, late games. All right.
By the way, why 8:11 for the kickoff?
Because being on ABC, for example,
okay,
they need to do a setup show at the top with John Saunders and company just to do a quick recap of what's happened during the day and also the preview of the game.
All right. I figured it had something to do with TV and the way they set it up, but I was curious.
Instead of, for example, if it's ESPN or BTN, for example, you notice that kickoff will slide close. It would have been closer to like 8:01, 8:02, something like that. Well, the reason is they've already been on with their shows the entire time. On ABC, for example, boom, 8 o'clock comes, and now you're into college football. There's no half-hour college lead-in show, for example. They actually start the coverage at 8.
So they're doing like a 10-minute recap or so of the day so far and then rolling into the next game.
Of the day plus the preview of whatever. Last week with Florida State, for example, it was on ABC last week. They didn't kick off till 8:22 because they did more of a setup to the Florida State-Notre Dame game. If you're a college
if you're ESPN, BTN, Fox Sports 1, whatever, and you've been doing college football from 9 o'clock in the morning, well, that game is not going to kick off at 8 or 11 because they've been doing it all day. They can kick the thing off. Like ESPN 2, for example, is always an 0-1 kickoff. 0-1 is always the kickoff at ESPN 2. And I think it's 0-2 on BTN. But when it's the over-the-air ABC game, it's usually 8:38. You know, I've checked that. 3:38, 3:39, or in this case, 8:11, 8:12, somewhere around there, because they actually go on the air with the broadcast at 8. At 7:30, 8 o'clock, all the ABC affiliates are carrying independent programming. Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, things like that. That's why they need that cushion before the game kicks off. They don't just show up and go, here we are, and boom, a minute later they kick off. They don't do it that way. They want to set it up a little bit, plus set up how the day's gone in college football quickly.
By the way, you were talking about Georgetown and Bucknell. Alec May is the senior defensive end at Georgetown. This is going to be a guy that I think Bucknell is really going to have to keep an eye on, especially with the defensive line and the backs having to pick him up potentially out of the backfield when he sneaks through. It's a guy that leads the country right now with 12.5 sacks so far this year and 3 tackles for losses of 37 yards.
Very impressive. Very impressive. I think Georgetown has what? They've won. They're 2-4, I think. You're shocked I knew.
No, I'm not shocked at all. I just wasn't 100% sure myself. I know it was 2, but I didn't know how many more. I thought it was 2-5.
Maybe they're 2-5.
And it's 2-5, yes. That's why I had to look it up myself because I wasn't sure.
So that's the setup. We are being brought to you today by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up, boys and girls. Stock up now. Big weekend. Big weekend. We just talked about all the football on this weekend. It's unbelievable. Plus the World Series. Can't leave this. World Series Game 3 is tonight. Also, Oregon and Cal's tonight. You're going to play that at Levi's Stadium, the home of the 49ers tonight.
And here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you updates on the World Series through our out-of-town scoreboards during the game, so you won't be missing anything.
And you're going to kick off at 7. The World Series isn't going to get rolling until about 8:08, 8:09. So you are not going to miss much of the World Series by going to a high school football game tonight. You'll be home by 9:30.
And I've not seen the open yet for the World Series. Do they still introduce each player like they used to years ago?
Well, when they play the first game of the series.
Oh, okay, so they did it in the first game of the series. Okay.
And they'll do it in Game 3 tonight.
Right.
Because of the games in San Francisco. All of this, our show on Friday, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Oh, you look at soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts every day. Pickle bar is incredible, but you know at Brewers Outlet, hey, you're talking the best in beer, imports, domestics, microbrews. You'll get a better selection than what they have. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend now. You're going to be in sports lockdown all weekend, so enjoy it. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. Okay. So, tonight, Shikellamy, Danville, Kevo, the keys tonight.
Well, the keys, Danville has to stop the run, and Shikellamy has been running the ball quite well with the wing tee. That's it. If Shikellamy runs the ball as effectively as they have and Danville can't shut it down, it could be a very long night for the Ironmen. Now, if the Danville Ironmen defense is able to find a way to control, especially McCreary, who's run the last couple of weeks better than I've seen him all year, this could be a very entertaining ball game. This is one of those games that it's not the Selins Grove Shikellamy historic rivalry, but there have been some entertaining games across the many different sports, including football, over the last several years. So it's a fun game to still have on the schedule, even though it is not a league game anymore.
Well, it's tonight at 7, 6:30 the airtime with Kevin and the coach, Dick Hort. And, of course, Penn State, Ohio State here tomorrow night. The RVs, man, I went by there. I had to go over to the paternal library over at Petit today to pick up some video and out of archives. And I went over there a little bit after 11, and the line of RVs was out to the highway trying to get to the, into the overnight RV lot. Fun. How will Penn State play? Now, does Penn State have to play a perfect game tomorrow night to win? No, they do not. They have to play probably an 85% plus game to win. Now, Ohio State, they have more margin to deal with. Well, you know, Ohio State plays a 67% game in terms of perfection. That puts them in a position to win. The key is to get this game to the fourth quarter where the game hangs in the balance. Now a break swings it one way or the other, and now with the crowd, I mean, that's one of the things. Get this game to the fourth quarter where it can swing one way or the other. We know how effective Christian Hackenberg has been in his career in the fourth quarter when the game has been on the line. For the most part, he's been very, very good. They need touchdowns in this one. It's okay to get field goals here and there. I mean, if they can get 23 points with two touchdowns and three field goals, I'm buying that. That's five scores. Keeps the defense off the field and so forth. This, and the defense is going to have its hands full, but conversely, Ohio State might have its hands full with the Penn State defense. They haven't played a defense of this caliber this year. This defense is better than Virginia Tech's defense. Ohio State more experienced now than the Virginia Tech game, too, and the playbook is 70% further open than the playbook was when they played Virginia Tech. And you're saying, well, okay, 70%, where did you come up with that number? We had Paul Keels on the show, the play-by-play voice of Ohio State football, yesterday. In the 4 o'clock half hour, what we did not air, I did an interview with Jim Lachey, who's Paul's color analyst on the Ohio State Network, and Jimmy was telling me that he says, Steve, he said the playbook that they had for Virginia Tech, he says, compared to now, it's 70% greater. I mean, so I'm using his number, and I think his number may have come from Urban. So. Oh, this, you'll love this, Kev. I'm sorry, you're going to miss this.
Okay.
Guess who's going to be at the game tomorrow?
Not me. I know that.
This will get your Olympic juices flowing.
Phelps is at the game?
No,
Phelps. I figured he'd wait for the Maryland game.
No, Phelps is here. Phelps has been here before. I mean, I did an event with Phelps where I emceed it.
So I've actually met Phelps. If it's not Phelps or Bob Costas, I'm not sure.
Ryan Lochte.
Okay, that would not have been on my list.
And you're saying why? And it took a lot of people, like Channel 3, it came up today, and they were saying, we don't understand why he's coming to the game. And I said, I think I've got it. And they said, what do you mean? I said, Ryan Lochte's a Florida grad, or at least he attended the University of Florida. I don't know if he has his degree, but he attended the University of Florida, correct? He probably knows Urban Meyer from his time at Florida. So he's probably coming to the game because of Urban Meyer.
This is like a 6 degree, what is it, 6 degrees of bacon or 7 degrees?
Well, no, they would know each other. Because Urban was at Florida for 6 years. So it would not be an unusual connection. I mean, why does Ryan Seacrest go to Penn State football games all the time?
I don't know.
His father's a Penn State graduate.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that. I'm sure many people were, but I wasn't.
Well, right. Yeah, but Ryan Seacrest is a huge, huge Penn State football fan. Huge.
I'd get more excited if Phelps was going to be there, though, to be honest with you.
Well, I've met Phelps and actually spent significant time with him. I emceed an event with him that included spending about an hour with him before the thing started. So, I actually like him, and it really bothers you that I've met him.
No, it doesn't bother me. It just bothered me that you didn't get his autograph for me.
Well, I don't do that stuff. It's so unprofessional.
Oh, pardon me.
It is.
I understand.
Well, all right. Okay. I apologize for saying this, but I will say it.
Uh-oh.
All right. No. I probably have a different viewpoint of people than others because I've been around so many so-called famous people. Okay.
No, I understand what you mean by that. And we've talked about that before, and I would tend to agree that you look at it differently than me, who is a little more awestruck.
I mean, have I interviewed Bear Bryant? George Steinbrenner? Okay. Not just interviewed, but had casual conversations with Bobby Bowden. Obviously, 32 years of being with Joe. Right? Well, you know, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one day in the office, Jerry Tarkanian pops out, and all of a sudden, I'm talking to Jerry Tarkanian, like, hey, how you been? Da-da-da-da-da, an old thing. Hey, yeah, I saw you in New York. What? Okay. John Calipari. I mean, the number of times that not just interviewed him, but had casual conversation. I mean, I feel like we're doing the name-dropping segment here. But, I mean, these are all people over time that you've been around to the point where they're people.
See, I interviewed Jack Ham on the phone and got nervous, let alone being in the booth behind him for a game or two.
See, that's, you know.
Well, but see, again, you, and this is your point, you know Jack on a much different level than I do. I know him as your partner, and the guy I used to watch play football an awful lot.
We are best of friends, okay? And, like, for example, it's not just the working together, but, for example, like when my father passed away 10 years ago, he flew in to the wake, right, and did a round trip the same day and had a cab wait outside for 2.5 hours while he spent time with me doing this. When his mother passed away, I went down. You know, it's obviously a shorter trip. Johnstown did the same thing. You know, Joanne was telling me how much it meant that I did that. I mean, it's like it's different. Okay? You end up being... To you, he's number 59, and I understand that. And to almost everybody else, he's number 59. To me, he's Jack. You know? You can't sit there and do a broadcast and be awestruck with somebody.
I do that every night with Horty.
That's a little bit different. I was sort of awestruck when I played golf with Horty. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
All right, here we go. It's going to be fun. I know a lot of people have had a rather defeatist attitude about this game. I think I've heard enough or read enough where, I don't know, how's it going to be? How bad? You know what? I am always everyone knows I'm the great optimist. Always have been. But I've also had a great belief that has been ingrained. I learned a lot of lessons from Joe, which does affect how I do my job. And there are things that he ingrained in me, or I listened to him talk about, which made sense. And one of the many things that I've learned to appreciate is that people have preconceived notions of what they think is going to happen. Yet in reality, every game takes on its own personality. A perfect example would be 2 years ago in the Jordan Center. Michigan, which eventually made it to the national championship game, played Penn State, a team that had not won a Big Ten game all season. Michigan was a prohibitive favorite and built up a lead. Who won the game? Every game takes on its own personality. Penn State won that game that night with Michigan, with Burke and with Hardaway and McGarry and the whole group. They beat them. And Michigan made it to the national championship game that year. So you don't know on any given night what you're going to get. You just don't know. You know, I'd say most of the time, half to two-thirds of the time, it plays out according to Hoyle. But every game takes on its own personality. And because it does take on its own personality, I go into every game now with no preconceived notions. I'll talk about keys of the game, things I think they can swing it one way or the other. But I don't go into any game now with a preconceived notion. And haven't for a long time in my career. I let the game come to me and I let it breathe. And then we'll see if certain things do come to fruition. And then I try not to complain about the play calling afterward.
I'll take care of that for you.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget, we're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. And from the Sunbury Motor Studio, Steve Jones for Kevin Herr.